Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 17. All right, today I wanted to talk about a certain type of skirt that I wear a lot, A-line skirts. So I want to talk about styling A-line skirts, why I like them all year round, and just some ideas on how to make them something you can wear throughout the seasons. Okay, and this episode is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called Styling A-Line Skirts All Year, so you'll be able to follow along and see a couple outfits that I put together with some A-line skirts from both from Target, Who What Wear, and then how I styled them and the tops I'm wearing with them. So what I noticed is that I have a ton of A-line skirts in my closet. I feel like it's just a really easy style to wear. It's pretty versatile, looks pretty polished without a lot of effort, and I'm really into that, right? Low effort. I think just with a few tweaks, you can wear them, all year round, just depending on the style, and that sort of thing, and how you pair them up with other items in your closet. So when I'm doing a blog post lately, what I've been doing is researching the topic just to make sure my episodes and my posts are a little more interesting, right, and worth your time. So when I was researching A-line skirts, I found a few things, like little fun facts, like, do you know why it's called A-line? It's because, how it goes in, these skirts go in at your natural waist and then they go out and they resemble an A. So there's that little fun fact. The other thing is that A-line skirts, if you look them up online, are kind of considered to be, the kind of universally flattering silhouette or cut. So it makes sense that I love wearing them because I always feel like they look, good, and I feel put together when I have them on. Another thing that I noticed just about myself is, how I talked about last episode that I sell items on Poshmark. Well, I rarely sell any of my A-line skirts. I feel like they're items that I'm always wearing over and over again. So those do not go in my resale pile at all. And another thing I noticed is that I rarely put away my A-line skirts. They stay out pretty much all year long. Because I've talked about in other episodes how I kind of combine the seasons, like fall and winter go together in terms of my wardrobe and my pieces that I have out in my closet space. And then I combine spring and summer. So what I notice is my A-line skirts, they just stay out. I'm not putting them away. So let's go ahead and get into how I style them by season, and maybe it'll give you some ideas. Okay, so let's talk about styling an A-line skirt for spring and summer. So spring and summer, I have an A-line skirt out nonstop because it's warm and it's just easy, right? So what I tend to pair them up with would be those shells, kind of a nice top. I might throw a little cardigan over it or a denim jacket. I also just will go with a tee. I wear, just little different tees, maybe from Old Navy, with my A-line skirts. And it's just super easy. But in the summer, what I noticed, just to kind of dress it up a little bit, I might, go with some more kind of fun accessories, things that, look like I put a little bit of effort in terms of making the outfit look unique. So I feel like I spend a lot more time in spring and summer with just adding some accessories when I'm styling an A-line skirt. So when I talk about cardigans, I'm talking about maybe some cardigans from J. Crew Factory, or maybe from Ann Taylor, Loft, that sort of thing. And, depending on what you wear under, it can give kind of a preppy feeling, which I think looks pretty cute, for the summer. And the cardigans are just a light layer, especially if you go into those places like Blast AC. I don't know what that's about. I'm always cold, so not into that. But that's what I like to do, just kind of a tee, a shell, and a cardigan or a denim jacket, and we're good to go. Okay, so for fall and winter, what I do is I will usually just pair it up with a sweater. So in this blog post, you'll see that I'm wearing one of these skirts, It's a black and white polka dot skirt. Super cute from Who What Wear. I'm wearing it with a red sweater. For the other outfit, I just have a long sleeve top that's like a ribbed top. Paired that with a A-line skirt, and then I just have a belt that I also got from Target just to change it up a little bit. The other way I'll wear an A-line skirt for fall and winter is just adding a turtleneck. So I already talked about turtlenecks before in another episode. I like a nice, like black basic turtleneck with an A-line skirt. I think it looks really chic, and especially if the print of the skirt's a little louder. The other way I'm styling an A-line skirt in fall and winter is just with like those slouchy sweaters. I have a few from H&M, and what I do is just I belt the A-line skirt, and then I do like a half tuck in the front so that we don't lose the silhouette of the A-line skirt. But I feel like it's a nice kind of fun way to wear a skirt, something a little different, and it keeps you warm. And then I just add a pair of tights. And I think a pair of black tights is another way that I make sure I can wear my skirts in the fall and winter without freezing. And it just, it allows for you to wear it to work too. And just, just add a pair of boots with them. The last thing I want to talk about is length. I think length for an A-line skirt is really important because it can kind of make or break the style. So I think about, what are you comfortable with? If you want to show your legs more, you can go a little shorter. For me, I go with the midi style just because I want to be able to wear it for work. And I feel like it's a little just, more flattering for me. But if it's like a summer or just weekend type of skirt, I'm fine going a little shorter. If you're petite, think about where you want it to hit on your legs so that it doesn't kind of cut you off and not fall in a flattering way. So think about the length. And I think once you find the right length, then you'll be like, okay, I'm into this skirt, because you should feel dynamite when you put it on. Okay. So to wrap up, with your A-line skirts, spring and summer, we talked about, a cardigan, a tee, a shell. So, and then just looking for some accessories to kind of dress it up a little bit. I think have some fun with color during that spring and summer time. Fall and winter, look for sweaters that you can pair them with, and consider tights if it's really cold, because it's not that serious. We don't need to be freezing. And then you can go check out the two outfits I have on the blog. You can see that I have it with a sweater from Target. Everything is from Target, I think, head to toe, except for maybe my purse in one of the shots. That's it. So you can see I have it with the sweater for the black and white polka dot skirt. And then you can also see the top that I have. It's like a long sleeve top with the floral print A-line skirt. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitwithcurves.com, and you will see the blog post that I'm talking about, styling A-line skirts all year. You're going to see the two outfits with the polka dot skirt and the floral print A-line skirt. And also you'll see the different tips I just talked about right now. If you're liking what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review. So I know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more about. And go ahead and check out my Patreon so you can go ahead and help me with the development of content that's meaningful for you. And if you want to find me, I'm always on Instagram at mixitwithcurves. If you don't, that's okay. And remember, don't mix in, because you don't need to.